Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show topic is writing a mission statement. And I know I've discussed this before, but I think this is a very important topic to be covered so that we understand how to plan our lives and be successful in our lives. Because if you don't have a plan, then you are going to not be successful in any of the choices that you make. So it is important to understand how to plan and write a mission statement and understand why it's important to have a mission statement for yourself. Do you have a mission or purpose in life? Do you know what it is? As a child, we often plan our lives, but as adults, we let society dictate what we should do. And that's why I have chosen to do this topic more or less periodically every couple of months to help people understand how you can change your goals in life and find success in what it is that you really want to do, because it is your life that you're living. It's no one else's life. And it's just a matter of learning how to plan your life and find success for yourself in anything that you choose to do. So, let me go and really get into this topic with you so that you can really get a grasp of what it is that we are talking about here. In the 70s, the women's movement helped open doors for women so they were not limited to their choices. When I entered the workforce, women were either teachers, nurses, or secretaries. Today, we even own our own companies. At one time, there was a glass ceiling that women reached in corporations, which still exists to some degree. Today, we are moving back to the small businessmen, so more and more women are opening up their own small businesses. When a business opens, they have a business plan or written mission for their company. We need to do the same thing for our personal lives. To do this, we first need to learn to understand who we are. That is, what your personality is, what it is that you really love, have a passion for, and really love to do. To build success, you need to have a plan. And let me tell you a personal story of what it is that I made the conscious choice to do. For many years, because I have a disability, society was always pigeonholing me and saying, you have no future. You will never live on your own. You will never have a business. You will never work for anyone. And it was always, you can't. You can't live on your own. You can't think for yourself. You can't hold a job. You can't. You can't. In so many ways, eventually we learn to say those roles and those scripts over and over again in our lives. So as a child, for me, I often had low self-esteem and did not believe in myself. It was only after I entered college and started to study psychology and mental health and realized that the low self-esteem and the low self-confidence came from the world around me, not from inside myself. And so I really had to turn things around and learn to believe in myself. This is something that we all need to do, because either we're going to have people around us that believe in us, and people who encourage us to choose to do anything we choose to do, or we're going to have someone that's trying to live their lives through us and trying to make us live out the role that they wanted for themselves because they couldn't achieve it on their own. So you have to make the decision, are you going to find and have a goal for yourself, or are you going to live out someone else's idea of a goal for you? And let me go back and continue my story. Once I entered college and I understood what was going on, and I also understood that I was educated in an era when people with disabilities had few options open to them, that it was not just my family that was being negative, which they were being and would have been anyway, but also that society was limiting me in a lot of ways also. So I just had to consciously make the choice that I was going to become successful. And I've struggled all the way around to find that success for myself. But it is something that I have very much worked towards and found success. But also, I have had my own business for over 25 years, because when I entered the workforce, there were few opportunities for people with disabilities. Either you worked for the state, and if you didn't work for the state, you worked for yourself. And I worked for the state for about 6 months, and then I was forced to leave the position. So I looked at my education, I looked at my passion, I looked at my background, and that's what I decided that I wanted to do, and that also helped me understand and be able to be watchful of what was happening in the workplace and observe how it has changed over the years. So here are some things that you should think about. While in school, your teachers have a written curriculum that basically are setting certain goals that you have, that they have set up for the children, to because the state or the federal government has certain guidelines as to what students are supposed to study at certain levels in their education. So that's what the teacher has to lay out as the curriculum. Also, in special education, special ed teachers have to work with the parents, and they have to come up with IEPs, which is individual education plans, which are goals set up to help the child achieve certain levels of education. So once they have done that, then what happens is you have to adapt it to the needs of the child, because each child is different. So it's being aware of that, and also that up until high school, most students have to follow the curriculum of the classroom. But once you finish high school and you enter college, then it's up to you to set your goals and take which classes you want. Yes, if you have certain basic courses that you take, and it doesn't matter when you take them or how you take them or what time you take them, you can pick and choose what you want to do at that level. Once you decide what course you want to take for employment, then those are the courses that you were required to take. But you often can make the decision as to which classes you're going to take when. So by that time, things are very much open to you to make those choices. And what you also want to be aware of is that when you set goals and you take classes, you have to have a plan. Now, things that happen is a lot of times children go with their instinct. Then once they enter college, they start to learn that those instincts may be good, may be bad. You know, they need to form relationships, so they need to change. So what happens is you begin to become more and more aware of who you are personally and what your skills are and what your skill sets are and how to take and change those. So what are you aware of, and how are you going to make some of the changes that you need to make so that you can have a purpose or a mission for yourself? Okay. Now, what I'm going to do is tell you another story and how this builds into relationships. Because when I was in school early on, it was before there were laws in the books guaranteeing people with disabilities the right to an education. So everyone more or less kept their distance from me because they were afraid to get too close to me. They were afraid to figure out what it is and how they could build a good relationship with me, because they were more concerned of that I was different. And since I was the only person in the school at the time that had a disability, they did not know how to relate to me. The thing is, this is now 40 years later after graduation from high school, and we recently had a reunion, and so someone connected with me through Facebook, which is a social networking avenue and a way to build relationships. And through that, I have built or reconnected with a lot of the people that I went to high school with and knew all the way through school, because usually when you're in high school or early on as a child, your family basically buys a home in a certain area, and unless your father's in a job that requires him moving around, you basically live in the same area and go to school with the same people most of your lives. It's only after high school, when all of you go to college, that you kind of separate and go your different directions. And almost every one of them is reacting very differently to me today than they did back then, because society has changed, or there is more knowledge about disabilities and their effects on an individual. Plus, people are more mature, so they see things very differently than they did at that time. So there is just a lot of things that change, and whereas a lot of them saw me as someone who was never going to achieve anything, they're all very complimentary to me because of the successes that I have had in my personal life. So as you see, you can always make choices, and you have to really know how to make the right choices for yourself. When you work for a company, you are given the mission of the business that helps you set goals on what you are going to do in that position. Say if you work for a pharmaceutical company where you have certain medical supplies that you were supposed to sell, then they teach you the products and the information, but you have to develop a relationship with your potential customer so that you can keep them long term. So if you understand how to communicate, if you understand how to understand different people's behavioral styles and communicate to them in a style that they really relate to. For instance, if you are someone that is very detailed on your products and you like to give a lot of detail, but the person you're trying to sell it to is someone who just wants to know what is the bottom line, how will it help my patients, what is the cost, can I pass that cost along to my patients, and look at it that way. And if I recommend or give out prescriptions for these products, what are the things that I need to be aware of and how they affect each individual? So it may just be that you need someone that you're dealing with, someone who just wants to know what is the bottom line. They really don't care about what's the ingredients. They don't care about its long-term effects. They just need to know the basics. But then you may be someone who just wants to give out the basics, and that person is very detail-oriented, so you may have to go back, and they will keep questioning you until all of their questions are answered before they make a decision. So you really need to have good people reading skills in sales and understand how to build relationships with your customers. These are some of the things that really apply to where we are and where we're coming from. And you need, and what happens is when you work for a company in sales, they have certain goals for you set up that you have to achieve. You have a certain minimum number of sales, you have a medium number, and you have a high number. And then you get rewards along the way that help you improve how you sell people or how you increase your sales over time. So if you understand all of these and how they come into play, then you can become very successful. If you have a mission in life of a certain amount of income, if you think about it, even before you even achieve those goals, you can almost use visualization to put yourself in that position, making that amount of money. And if you honestly believe it and you work towards it and you set the goals for yourself, then you will achieve those things. Another area that we need to think about writing a mission statement or having a purpose for is, or a goal for, is relationships. And whether it's personal relationships or business relationships, they are very important. Because what makes a marriage successful depends on whether or not the two people who are together have the same goals in life. Because along the way, if one or the other changes those goals, then what happens is there's a breakdown in the communication, there's a breakdown in the relationship, and there's a breakdown in the marriage. So how are you going to understand how to build those things? And one thing that we forget about is usually if religion comes into play and is very important in our goals, because you have some people that are more religious than others and they want to spend time in the church, then what happens is they, you know, and if their mate doesn't go, then there creates a rift in the relationship along the way. And you also have to look at the fact of, is one person's goal in that relationship one thing, or the other person's goal in that relationship something totally different? For instance, I know of someone who has recently had to take a cut in pay and loss just to go move so that he can try and salvage his marriage. And in essence, this was a second marriage for him. She had children from a previous marriage, and then once the children were gone, then there was a breakdown in the relationship. And since he had been married once before, he's desperately trying to make this relationship work. And unless she's willing to work towards the relationship, then his moving and taking a cut in pay may not be worth it to him. So maybe he should have taken a leave of absence first and found out, was this worth salvaging? Problem is, there's children involved, and he's maybe more in love with the children, you know, and wanting to keep a close relationship with them as opposed to the relationship with his wife. So what are the goals in that relationship, and how does religion come into it? Especially when there is a crossover in relationships between whether someone is Jewish or whether someone is a Christian, that very much plays into it, because sometimes you'll have someone saying, oh, I want to convert to your religion, I want to learn more about it, but then along the way, they're still ingrained into the way they were raised as children and practicing their religion, and then it becomes a conflict in the relationship. So that becomes something that is a very important part of understanding what it is that you're trying to do in building good relationships. If one or the other changes their mind and don't discuss it, then there is a breakdown in communication. That creates a lifelong pattern from childhood. Because what happens is, as children, we are raised in a family. And how the family communicates and how they encourage the children to communicate becomes a very important aspect of your growth and your communication as an adult. And if you come from a family where there was a lack of communication, unless you are aware of that, then you tend to not understand how to have good communication skills, and you may think you're communicating and getting your point across when you're really not. So it's being aware of the things that you need to do that can really help you change and build good relationships that can put you into a mode of becoming successful. Now, what I want to do is also just go into some discussion on why it is important to have a mission statement. A mission statement helps us set up our goals in life. And if you think about it, it's very easily put forward to you when you're in early childhood and you're in school, because you're basically following the curriculum that everyone else also has to follow. Once you enter college, then you pretty much can set your own line of where it is that you want to go. As a young adult, even in your personal life, that's where you need to first focus in on how to have a mission or purpose for yourself. How are you going to look and be aware of the things that you really want to be able to do? And having a mission in life, if you are working for a company and you want to move up from being the entry level up to management level, you have to have a plan or a purpose. You have to lay out what it is that you need to do, and you need to follow that plan. If you don't follow it, then what you're doing is setting yourself up for failure, because along the way, someone has told you that you can't succeed. So you have to be aware of where it is you're coming from, what is the head games that are being played with you as a child. Is it that the people around you are afraid of your being more successful than they are? Or is it just that you are very insecure because your parents were very insecure and they didn't achieve the goals they had for themselves, so they did not know how to encourage you to set and achieve goals? So it's a matter of a learned process. And what you need to do is go back and learn the skills that you need. And I'm just going to discuss something that I've done using transactional analysis. Because in transactional analysis, they talk about the parent, the adult, and the child. And when you think about it, a child always says, "I want." Finish the sentence. And what you need to do is write down, "I want," and complete the sentence, and write as many things that you can think of that you want out of life, and what it will take for you to achieve it. Then the parent always says, "You should," and they're telling you how you should act, how you should behave, how you should see yourself. So write down, you should, and finish the sentence and look at it. Look at all the different things that people have told you that you should do, all of the things that you told yourself that you should do. See where your conflicts are. Then the adult says, "I am able to." And this is where your self-confidence comes in. So you need to write down all the things that you believe you are able to do. And use those as a guideline and be aware of it. And if there's a lot of things that you think you can do but you're not certain about, then you need to look at those And do you really believe that you can achieve them? And if you have good self-confidence, there's no reason why you can't achieve anything that you set your mind to doing. So it's a matter of relearning how to achieve your goals in life, how to set yourself up to become successful. And look at those patterns and how they are going to affect who you are and where you come from, how you can make the changes that can really help you to build success for yourself. What are you going to do that's going to make yourself and learn to believe in what it is you can do and what you want to do and how you are going to work towards those goals and make them really become more and more successful. Now, what I want to do also is that when you think about TA and you look at that, you look at the shoulds, the wants, and the things that you're able to, you have to, once you've written all your answers down, you have to look at it and go back and look at where your conflicts are. What are the goals that you have for yourself? What are the things that people have told you that you should do or that you shouldn't do? What are the things that people have told you you can't do? How can you take those things and change it and make yourself be more successful in the choices you make? How can you really build on the things that you want to do so that you can find a lot of those successes for yourself? How can you change them and make yourself more successful? Look at it. What kind of mission is in there that you talked about? How can you change that and make it so that you can become more successful? What are the things that you need to do that can really help you change? How can you really increase some of your choices so that you can increase your opportunity to find success? It is important because if you choose to have your own business, which is the way that things are going today, then you need to have good self-confidence. When you communicate with someone, you need to be able to understand what your goals are. Are you trying to get something over on them? Are you trying to help them? Are you trying to find a medium of and a way to communicate so that you can build relationships? And having good relationships really helps you to learn how to increase and achieve the goals that you set for yourself. Because when you build good relationships, then you have people that you can bounce ideas off that can help you find that success for yourself. If you're an island to yourself, then you really don't have a barometer to work towards or understand that can really help you find that success for yourself. So you need to be aware of how relationships play into it. If you want to become your top salesman within your company, then you need to have strong relationships because you build sales through relationships. Because people, if that person doesn't need your product, they may know someone who does. And if you get a referral from someone from a friend to someone that they know, then that person is more likely to buy from you because you can mention someone's name, and if they find that person to be reliable, then they're going to believe in what you're saying. So being aware of the things that you need to be aware of and how you can build the skills you need. Also, if you are working for someone, then what you also need to be able to do is to also be aware of where you're coming from and what's going on at this time. If you are looking to go into management positions, then you really need to be aware of how you can build and increase some of your scale, your skills to increase your opportunities for that person. So when you manage people, you want to help them become successful. So having good communication skills, having good skill sets on how to set goals, having good skills on how to build the relationships that you need, these are very important aspects of where you come from and how you can increase your opportunities in the workplace. Today, all of these things play into finding success for yourself. So where are you going and how are you going to achieve those goals? How are you going to work towards the things that you really believe in? How are you going to find the success that you believe you can have given the time? So what is it that you believe you can do, and how are you going to find that success? Let's talk about some ways to put together a mission statement, and let's make it an achievable goal. And that is a very important aspect of finding success, is it has to be achievable, because so many times people believe they are failures, so they set goals that are too high to achieve. So you need to be aware of what you are doing and how you can set achievable goals. First, it's a matter of how do you get from point A to point B? What are the different things that you have to do? First, if you are walking or taking a going in somewhere, you have to know which way to go. So first you'll read a map or you'll ask someone for directions on how to get somewhere. So think about that as part of what you need to do for your mission statement. Do you have a group of people around you that you can talk to that can help you learn what it is that you need to do? What are all the things that you need to learn and implement to find success within your personal goal in life? And how are you going to make those things be more successful to you? And how are you going to achieve the things that you really want to achieve in your personal life? For so many reasons, we tend to set ourselves up for failure because we are afraid to even try to set goals for ourselves. So how can you make the choice to change so that you can find that success for yourself in your personal life? How can you do the things that are going to make yourself more successful in the choices that you are making? And how are you going to achieve some of the goals that you want to do? Think of it as a stepladder. What do you have to do at each level to find success? And how, for instance, if someone wants to become a pro baseball player or a pro tennis player, what do they do as a child? They pick up that tennis racket or they pick up that baseball bat and they practice. They practice for hours. For someone to become a professional ice skater, they first have to compete against each other. So you'll go to a rink and you will spend hours learning how to do pirouettes, how to do jumps, how to skate backwards. Then what happens is then you start competing at different levels to find against each other and having personal coaches that help you learn and how to build a skill that might have a little edge to it. How to use certain moves that may have more of a challenge, therefore they're ranked higher and have a higher scale, and how to incorporate all of those into your routine so that when you compete, you can reach the goals that you set for yourself. So as you see, it's a matter of learning and building on different levels. That's why you need to think of it as a stepladder. What do you do to reach the first level? What do you do to reach the second level? And so on until you have reached that goal. And the thing is, often we may set a goal for ourselves, and then when we reach it, we feel deflated. Well, then you need to set a new goal. So there's always a challenge going on in your life. And what are some of the things that you can do that can really help you build on the skills that you need? What are some of the things that you can do that can really help you find success for yourself? It's a matter of where you are now, where you want to be, where you can, what you need to do to achieve those goals in your life. For instance, if someone wants to write a book, first they have to have an outline. Then they have to have the chapter titles. Then they have to figure out what they're going to put in each chapter. Then they have to have an introduction. Then they have to have a closure. When you read, what I often like to read romance novels, and I often read them from the period of the Victorian era, because during that time, there were no such thing as love matches. It was always, especially among the lords and the elite, that they would often make matches based on the need of money, the need of rank, or whatever. And what would happen is you would have men who would marry women of a certain class that they would have a relationship with enough to have children, but was it really a love match? And then they would have their mistresses. So when you look at that, in romance novels, it's like it's the perfect relationship. That these are relationships where the man may be a title, but he's looking for someone that's going to be the one and only person he beds. Well, those are typical success stories, but were those the reality of what is going on during those times? Even today, in a relationship, it's something that you have to work towards, and unless both people are willing to work in that relationship, then there is going to be a breakdown or a failure in that relationship. So what are the things that you want to achieve, and how are you going to build success for yourself so that you can achieve those goals and find success? If you want to own a business, first you've got to go to college and you need to study business courses. Today we've moved back to the small businessman. So having some business courses at the undergraduate level, as well as going into graduate school and studying business, is a very important aspect of what is going to take to help you find the success that you need to find for yourself within those roles that you have set up. So where are you going to go, and how are you going to achieve the things that you want to achieve and set up for yourself in the future? How are you going to build on your success? Where are you going to make the choices that you need to make to help yourself build that experience? What are you going to do to help you understand where you are going to be in the future and how you can increase your opportunities in the future? Where are you going to be on the ladder of success? And you need to plan it. Having a plan and working that plan will help you find the success that you want. Nothing happens because you don't plan it. And I can tell you, what I do is I have a day timer, and in that day timer, I keep a schedule of myself of what it is that I need to do and where each of what I need to do for each day, especially since I have certain business goals that I want to achieve, and I work on those. I understand the importance of building on that knowledge and making it work for me and making it work for where it is that I want to be in the future and how I can use those skills to really expand on the things that I want to achieve for myself. So if you think about it, there are things that you can do that can really help you find the success that you want in life, but you have to be aware of that it is something that you are consciously working towards. It's nothing that's going to happen just because you want it. You have to visualize it. You have to make it happen for yourself. You have to believe in it. If you really believe in it, then yes, you can achieve anything that you choose to do. But you really have to learn how to set goals for yourself, how to have a mission or a purpose for yourself in life, and how to talk about it. Often as children, we have an open mind. We're a clean slate. We believe that we can do everything and anything. And you have to learn to accept that intuition and believe in it. Even as an adult, you have to decide what it is that you really want to do, and you need to write out what it's going to take for you to achieve it. And you also need a support group around you that's going to help you achieve those goals in life and help you plan the things that you need to do so you can find that success in life and work towards it and really believe in who you are and where you're coming from and what your goals in life are and how you are going to find that success for yourself. And I would suggest reading books like Scripts People Live that's written by Thomas Gordon. This is a book that can really teach you how to understand when you're communicating. Are you communicating with someone as a parent to a child? Are you a child to a child in the way you communicate? Are you a child communicating to your parent or your adult? How you understanding how you communicate. In there's a story called The Fuzzy Tale. And the reason that I am talking about this is because the things that people tell us along the way are the things that we learn to believe in about ourselves. And in this story, there's a family. It's two parents, a daughter, and a son. And what they did was they would give out warm fuzzies to everyone and anyone. And a witch came along, and she was very jealous of the relationships that they were forming. So she went to them, and she told them that if they kept giving out warm fuzzies, that they would eventually run out. So what happened was they stopped giving out warm fuzzies, and they started giving out cold prickles and false fuzzies. And what happened was the people around them, the town, would begin to shrivel and die. So eventually a hip woman came along and she saw what was happening. And she told them, well, if you can give out warm fuzzies, they will not run out. And the family started giving out warm fuzzies again. And what happened? The town began to grow and thrive. So the moral is, if you believe in someone and you encourage them to succeed, then they will succeed. If you are someone who is very negative and down on yourself, then you're going to fail because you believe you're going to fail. So the purpose of this, the moral of this, is to help you understand that you do not have to be a failure. You can succeed. It is a choice that you make, and it is a conscious choice. So what are some of the things that you can do that can help make some of the changes to help you find success for yourself? What are some of the things that you can do that can really help you grow in the things that you believe that you can choose? And how are you going to build your skills so you can find that success down the road? And what kind of conscious choices are you going to make that's going to help you find that success? We can do anything we choose to do, but we have to believe in ourselves. And here's a story that I'm going to tell you that I'm going to finish up with. And what happened was, I grew up in a family where there was a lot of negativity. I had a mother that would often say, "You're going to fail. You can't succeed. You can't live on your own. You can't." And lo and behold, my sister became a teacher because my mother kept telling her, "You have to become a teacher because when your Social Security runs out, you're not going to have any income or any money, and you're poor. So there's no money to take care of you, so you have to have a job. So you have to go into teaching." This was not a profession that she wanted, but she chose to go into it anyway. My older sister is deaf, but she had a lot of potential. She could sit for hours. She could read. She could study. She could go back into the classroom without having taken notes, without having heard the teacher, and still come up with A's and B's. So the potential was there, but because she was often told, "You can't succeed, you can't live on your own, you can't take care of yourself, you can't hold a job," but she bought into she can. So today she lives with my mother, she gets a disability check, and she physically abuses herself because she feels so down on herself. And the only reason I have found success for myself is because I have had to learn to distance myself, that I've had to learn that the things that they are saying is more of the fact that they really resent the fact that they have not been able to set goals and achieve anything in their own life. And so they don't want to see someone else be more successful than they are. So when you think about it, there are things that you can do that can really help yourself. And often a parent needs to learn that when a child is young, they need to applaud any achievement that they have, whether it's being learning to talk, whether it's learning to walk, whether it's whatever it is. And it's just teaching them the things they need to do and to build on. Often, we don't always think about the things that we need to do that can help build success. And let me back up and tell you why that what I was going to do was compare the experiences that I had and the family that I had from someone that I know that's a friend. And her father worked for General Motors. And in essence, because they encouraged their children to achieve and set goals, what happened was one is a chiropractor. Originally, she wanted to become a psychiatrist and go into medicine, but she didn't believe that she could achieve or that she would be very good in the sciences. But eventually what happened was she overheard someone talking about how good they felt, and they were talking about getting chiropractic care, so that became something that she was interested in. And then she was older by that time, and she still had to take the science courses, but because she had believed in herself and was much more mature, she achieved that goal in her life. Her sister is a cardiologist. Her brother-in-law is a cardiologist. She had another sister that worked in computers until she had an accident and was unable to work anymore. But they achieved their goals in life because someone believed in them and encouraged them to achieve the goals in their life. So the purpose of today's statement is to make you aware of what it is that you can do. And what I want to do is spend the last 5 minutes of my show promoting my business and my website and telling you how you can get the assistance with life coaching and career coaching to help you achieve the goals that you set for yourself. Also, I have a newsletter that you can get that's for free that's called Live Without Limits, and in there I discuss writing a mission statement and how to set those goals for yourself. I also talk about communication in that newsletter. I talk about building self-esteem, because if you have self-esteem, then you believe you can achieve any goals that you set for yourself. So I also talk about building good relationships and having teams. These are things that are very important in how successful you are in life and the things that you achieve for yourself. So think about it and plan for your success. And that means planning and having goals for yourself in life. And my website address is one. That is the number one, personalcareercoach.com. I'm an Inscape publishing distributor, which means that I have assessment profiles that can help you learn what it is you need to, so that you can understand where you're coming from and how you can work in a diverse environment, how you can reduce stress in your personal life, how you can build good relationships and have a good team around you that can help you be successful. These are some of the things that are very important in how you set and achieve the goals you have in your life. So what are some of the things that you can do that can really help you achieve those goals? What are some of the things that you need to do that can really help you build on your skills? How can you achieve the goals that you choose to achieve for yourself? Where are you going to be in the future? And remember, do you have a mission or purpose in life? Do you know what it is? Can you write it down and set it up as a mission for yourself? Can you set it up as a goal? What are some of the things that you can do that can really help you increase your opportunities in the workplace? And remember, if you need career coaching, if you need a mastermind group, this is a very important opportunity to help you achieve and set goals for yourself that can help you reach and learn to believe in yourself and find that success for yourself. So it is up to you to make the choice to decide what it is that you want in life and how you are going to achieve those goals for yourself, and how you are going to find that success that you choose to have, and where it is that you expect to be in the future, and how are you going to get there? Because we all need to have a plan in place, and we all need to learn how to work that plan so we can find the success that we need in order to build upon the skills that we need for our life.